Howdy, country songsters. Nice to have you join us for episode 5 of our 15-week limited series podcast. It's me, country cowgirl Dr. D, and Blue Waters, a Nashville recording artist whose voice will be behind each week's country song that guides the book reading from my soon-to-be-published I'm Just a Country Song, 3 Chords and Only My Truth. Last episode, we wrapped up by playing a teaser of this week's song, Truth About You. As always, we gave a quiz question about the singer-songwriter Mitchell Tenpenny. Okay, Blue, let everyone know if Mitchell wrote this song about his ex-girlfriend.
He sure did.
Oh, yeah, he did, but it's technically true he did have in mind an ex when he was jotting down the lyrics. However, later on, Mitchell has said, it's a song about wanting to move on, tell the truth to yourself, and let go of those toxic relationships. Each week, I share how the episode's country song chose me. I did have one of those fly-by relationships where the truth was scarce, but the romantic heat was high. It was the first, he's my one and only love, and I thought he was the only one, even though the cheating was ever present. Blue, do you have any scars from relationships that were not meant to be? How did you move on from your relationship?
Boy, do I. Many scars and heartbreaks and lots of tears. I have been through a couple relationships, some that were wonderful and others that were borderline traumatic. But I believe that I have learned so much and grown so much as a person because of those relationships that looking back now, I'm thankful for the heartbreak and I'm thankful for the tears and the lessons. And I just know that it led me to where I am today, to knowing what I'm willing to tolerate and not willing to tolerate. And I'm currently in the healthiest relationship I've ever been in. And I've got to give some credit to my past, you know?
Well, what doesn't kill you makes you strong. I think they tell us that, Blue. Grab your guitar. Won't you sing this song that's a little tough for both of us? It's called Truth About You. Afterwards, I'll pull out the lyrics that will guide this week's chapter read about facing the truth and moving on. Take it away, Blue.
Okay, here it is.
Yeah, this town's been telling me I've done some things I never did. Well, the grapevine starts with a glass of wine and you take in a sip. Every word that you're saying's another step to my reputation, and I can't take it anymore. But you've opened that door. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. Tell the truth about you. The truth about you. Like how you picked a fight every time you saw me get a taste. To make yourself feel better that you still talk to your ex. Yeah, you told your friends, you told your mama. I'm the root of all the drama. We both know why this ended. Yeah, I caught you red-handed. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. But in the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it truth. don't ruin the next for me. 'Cause you really don't want me to tell the truth or for everyone to see, yeah, that there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. In the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it truce. If you quit telling lies about me, I won't tell the truth about you. No, no, won't tell them, won't tell them. No, no, won't tell the truth about you.
Truth about you. Singer and songwriter Mitchell Tenpenny. Lyrics. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. But in the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it a truce. If you quit telling lies about me, I won't tell the truth about you. Thrilled, scared, breathing shallow and bursting with hope. I have always been fueled by my escape from the small-town Midwest mindset I was born into, but never a part of. While growing up, there were a few farm boy high school athlete crushes, but none that stopped my heart and set down roots. By the time I got to college, my days were filled with studies, work, survival, and leaving little time or interest in finding the one I was searching for. Our paths were meant to cross in that city by the bay. Since that ill-fated trip at 15, I pictured nothing else in my mind but orange groves, the Pacific Ocean, and living the California dream. It was early 70s and filled with Bill Graham-produced San Francisco rock concerts at Fillmore West Theater. Open invitations to love anybody and everybody you meet, but truly nobody to hang on to. Anti-Vietnam War demonstrations and lots of fern bars with such names as Henry Africa's on San Francisco's Lombard and Union Street. A foreign but embracing landscape for a newly graduated and licensed teacher looking for her first job. I was filled with wide-eyed possibilities, but had scared-to-death butterflies deep down in my soul as I would dress up in hot pants and strap on outdoor roller skates to give my best version of Linda Ronstadt tooling down the boulevards and towards Golden Gate Park. You felt like home to me, and it felt like I belong when you hired me on the spot to be the breakfast waitress at your Sutter House Residence Club in exchange for living space. It was clear to all that saw us together that the spark had begun and the ember of love, or was it lust, was growing. Although I so wanted it to feel forever in your arms, the mismatch began between the streetwise California-born, Italian-bred, big-city attorney and the effervescent can't-wait-to-seize-the-whole-world country girl. The good times shined like the diamond you gave to me when you said you would be where I belonged for the rest of my life. You were my first true love, what many call the one and only. You took away my doubts, my feelings of being lesser than, and my need to search for Mr. Goodbar, the one-night stand at the local pickup pub. But home was not as I had hoped when it got crowded with the others you brought home when I was not around. I guess later that our time together began as a cookie tasting for you, a sweet snack until you moved on to a tastier morsel. I knew but did not want to know. That inconvenient truth would be too hard to ignore. When I caught you with another the first time, you said it would be the only time, and yet it happened with another. Was it cruel of you to drop by to tell me we were done Abruptly one afternoon, or was it what I needed to hear? I stopped breathing, stopped eating, stopped wanting to walk past our relationship and move on. You were my first love. I thought my only love, and yet never the love that would last. When out of sight, I was out of mind, and the lies you told yourself contrasted with the truth I knew about you. I had to move away, put a step in front of another to break the chain of a relationship that had no future no matter how hard I tried to wish it differently. Strength comes from the depth of knowing that you can, you will, and you need to move on. It's not overnight. As years passed, I would slip back into needing to see you, praying I missed a thread of hope, but knowing the best might be meeting you in the middle, where the truth would override the lies that I was telling me. Thanks, y'all, for listening in with Blue and me. We appreciate your being with us on I'm Just a Country Song's fifth episode, driven by Mitchell Tenpenny's Truth About You, a song about how a heartbreak can either bring you to your knees or make you strong. You get to decide your truth or the lies. It's your choice. Next week's episode honors my father, who grew up during the Depression and was then thrown into World War II. One of my favorite Jamie Johnson's country songs, In Color, does justice to black and white photographs of our past and the stories they tell in vibrant color. Grab your guitar, Blue, and give us a few chords of a song that teaches us to cherish memories and to honor those who came before us. Take it away, Blue.
All right, this is a good one. It's one of those songs that you have to have lived to write about. Here it is.
Times were tough back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm in the Great Depression. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color.
Blue, let's give our usual weekly quiz about this song so our listeners will tune in to the next episode for the answer. Y'all ready? The question is, did the song In Color win any country song awards?
That's a good question.
Tune in to episode 6 to hear the answer. Blue, if folks want to learn more about what you're up to, where do they go?
Well, for my music, you can listen on any streaming platform to the couple songs I have out that I will be continuously adding more to, and that will be under Blue Waters on any of those platforms. As far as social media, you can follow me on Instagram or TikTok at I Am Blue Waters, and that is spelled B-L-U. You can also follow my Facebook page, Blue Waters Music. And then as far as my coaching stuff goes, you can visit my website, chooseyourblue.com. And again, that's spelled B-L-U.
Of the songs that are out there, please check out Sins of the South. It's one of my favorite. Blue, I really like that one. See you all at the next episode of the 15 Limited Series podcast, rolling out the chapters of my soon-to-be-published book, I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords, and Only My Truth. Be looking for it sometime in the spring of 2024. Won't you join us on our next podcast? We hope so. Wishing y'all well.